From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're stepping outside of the radio studio and bringing you today's program from the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield. You're hearing this on Agriculture Day at the fair. We recorded today's show live on tape yesterday afternoon. Right now, we are just outside the fair's ag tent. Coming up, we'll discuss the changing face of agribusiness in Illinois. We'll also explore the state fairgrounds and all it has to offer. But first, Jerry Costello has been the director of the Illinois Department of Agriculture since March 2020. He's the son of former Congressman Jerry Costello. This Jerry Costello grew up in Belleville, spent plenty of time on his great-grandfather's dairy farm in Cesar. He served in the Illinois House of Representatives for 8 years, and for some of that time he was chair of the House's Agriculture and Conservation Committee. Before coming to the Department of Agriculture, he served for a time as the director of law enforcement at the State Department of Natural Resources. Costello has overseen the Agriculture Department's response to the COVID-19 pandemic and its effects on farmers, agribusiness, and of course, the Illinois State Fair. He joins us now. Director Costello, welcome to the 21st Show.
Brian, it's a pleasure to be here, and we're happy to have you here on the Illinois State Fairgrounds for the 2022 Illinois State Fair. As you can see, great attendance, great weather.
Sure. Yeah, and it's good. This is the first full-strength fairground since the pandemic began, right? Or full-strength fair, I should say, since the pandemic.
It absolutely is, and we've had, we think, pretty much record attendance over the last weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
All right, so let's begin with some current events. And I do want to start with the pandemic. Where is agriculture today? We're 2.5 years into this. Obviously, there have been disruptions to the economy and everything else. Where is Illinois agriculture in terms of COVID-19 and all the supply chain and everything else?
Brian, I would tell you, I think Illinois agriculture is probably stronger than it's ever been. I just looked at forecasts for our crops. If you're looking at corn, we're forecasted at 203 bushels an acre. That's second only to 2018 when we averaged 210. We're looking at a projection of 66 bushels an acre for soybeans, which would be a record over the past couple of decades. Agriculture's been very, very resilient through COVID, and I think that we're in a very good spot.
What about inflation? This is obviously a big topic of concern for everybody in Illinois, but especially farmers in particular. And I heard somebody describe it earlier this year that, the price of gas is the price of food if you go back far enough in the production chain. So talk about how that is affecting farmers in Illinois.
So there's no doubt that just input costs in general are higher than we've seen in quite some time related to the economy. To your point, the price of diesel is a major part of farming, from how many trips you take across the ground to actually getting commodities, livestock, what have you, to market. So there's absolutely no doubt that the price of gas is something that is baked in from an inflationary aspect. I would also tell you fertilizer costs are up. Obviously the situation in Ukraine from a grain aspect is also troubling. So you asked about supply chain. That's something that I think that we're really going to see some of those effects more probably in the fall, possibly winter as well.
What is the state doing to help farmers navigate these challenging economic conditions?
So I would tell you, first of all, I'm going to be very honest and really blunt. Some of these things are global issues, which it's very, very hard from a state perspective to address them. Obviously, the situation in Ukraine, how much grain that they get out of port, what have you, those are things that are hard for us to control. I would also tell you a large amount of fertilizer comes from that area. So, and if you look especially at the European market, that's most of their fertilizer, which is taken off of the market. So it puts stress on fertilizer that the U.S. would normally have. A lot of that is some of it's going to Europe. So I would tell you what we're doing. We are a conduit to the federal government, a lot of farm service programs. We try to help with low interest loans. But there's a large part of this that is global. And I think, it's not something people want to hear, but it's the truth.
We talked about the pandemic a moment ago and how that affected agriculture. Do you see medium or long-term changes flowing out of all this disruption we've had? The rise in input prices for agriculture, as well as just, you know, the disruption to daily life that a lot of people experienced in the last 2 years.
I absolutely see changes, and I would tell you agriculture in a lot of ways has been a shining light through COVID. And I think when the American people for a period of time went to supermarkets and they weren't able to buy exactly what they wanted, sometimes their, you know, meat wasn't on the shelves, what have you, I think it highlighted how important agriculture is to our country. The lieutenant governor here in the state of Illinois, Juliana Stratton, says ag connects us all. And it really highlighted producers to consumers. It also created a lot of new relationships. So when people maybe couldn't get that meat from the grocery store that they normally went to, they all of a sudden maybe found a local butcher. And, you know, a lot of people went to farmers markets as well. Or they may have gone to a local orchard in a town nearby. And a lot of those relationships may not have been created if it were not for COVID.
Interesting. Yeah, there was a restaurant here in town that started selling beef and other products directly from some of the farmers it worked with as like a, I don't know, pantry almost.
Absolutely. And it's that farm to fork scenario. Those relationships, to your point, may not have been created if there wasn't a shortage of products. Our Illinois Products Expo, where we highlight products grown right here in Illinois, we were able to connect some groups. I would tell you that the local Mellow Cream here, they were not able to get milk. We put them together with Rolling Lawns Dairy, and now they've formed a partnership. And I think for the last 2 years, that's where they've received their milk, because when they called their normal outlet, they weren't able to get the milk. They made a phone call to the Illinois State Department of Agriculture. We put them together with a local dairy, and it's been a great partnership ever since.
Mellow Cream, for those who may not be familiar, is a chain of donut shops local to Springfield, Illinois. Do you have a favorite?
We'll just say that I like all their donuts.
Fair enough. All right. If you're just tuning in, this is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. We are speaking with the director of the Illinois Department of Agriculture, Jerry Costello II, live on tape Monday afternoon. You're hearing this on Tuesday at Agriculture Day at the Illinois State Fair. On a more serious note, and sticking with the pandemic for one more moment, I know you've been concerned. We've talked on the show in the past about the toll on mental health. And we saw suicides go up during the pandemic, particularly in rural areas. Can you talk about that and what is being done to make sure that maybe a people where there's a culture of keeping things close and not seeking help, how do you turn that corner?
So we've partnered with SIU and also University of Illinois on a program that was funded and sponsored by the General Assembly. Governor Pritzker worked very, very well with the General Assembly. And it was initially a 6-county pilot program 3 years ago. Now it covers the entire state of Illinois. And it is specifically around mental health. And to your point, there's a lot of farmers out there, just to be honest with you, who are probably very stoic individuals, aren't people who maybe want to drive into town and have their car seen at a local doctor's. So we created a program. The number is 888-FARM-SOS, and it's a mental health hotline. So in the beginning, this was a call-in only. With the expansion of this program now, you can call, text, or email. So a farmer who's out in the field can literally call in and access a mental health professional. And, you know, they are also able to access 6 telemedicine visits as well. So these are things that are done confidentially. It's just mental health in general is so, so important. With inflation, obviously farmers are experiencing a lot of stress. that maybe they wouldn't be under otherwise. Everyone's familiar, obviously, with the weather stress that, you know, farmers, your crops, what have you, are very, very weather dependent. But in these inflationary times, there are absolutely are new stresses.
I'm glad you mentioned weather, because that's something else that we have a particular interest in on this show, which is the climate. And this is something that, I mean, we saw, if you and I were having this conversation 3 years ago, we'd be talking about the flooding and how, you know, the consequences for the harvest that year. This year, the weather's been pretty good, as you described a few minutes ago, looking at a pretty good harvest this year. Where do you see farmers coming around to this idea of climate change? Is something that they need to take seriously as a threat to their livelihoods?
So, Brian, I would tell you, number one, I'm glad that you brought that up, because I want to highlight a program that we have here at the Illinois Department of Agriculture. It's our Fall Cover for Spring Savings program. It's a cover crop program. And 3 years ago, that cover crop program was 50,000 acres. In the last 2 years, it's gone from 50,000 to 100,000 acres. What's interesting about the program, 3 years ago, the first year we had it, it took us 12 days to fill those 50,000 acres. The second year, it took us about 12 to 14 hours to fill it. And that's 100,000 acres the second year. And then this third year, we have 100,000 acres again. It really took about probably 6 or 7 hours to fill that program. And what's interesting is, you know, obviously from an environmental aspect, from a nutrient loss reduction strategy aspect, cover crops are extremely important, but they also are very important when it comes to carbon capture. So from an environmentally friendly aspect, it's probably the most reasonable way to not only affect nutrient loss reduction, but also from a carbon capture aspect. It's also an area where agriculture and the environmental community work together. So it's one thing that I try to highlight. No-till farming, obviously, is something that's extremely important as well. You mentioned diesel fuel prices earlier. In a no-till farming scenario, a farmer doesn't have to make as many passes on their fields, so they're not using as much fuel. Number one, from a pollution aspect, you're not running the tractor as long. Secondly, from a cost perspective, obviously, you're not burning as much diesel fuel.
If the program runs out in 6 hours, shouldn't it be doubled or tripled or quadrupled? What's the impediment? Is it a funding question or what?
So I would love to work on more. I can tell you the last year, we also had a federal match. So it's a farmer gets $5, a $5 rebate on their cover crop or their crop insurance. And the federal government last year matched that $5, so it actually became $10. But it's a terrific program, and we hope it continues to grow.
But there are people who say that these are great, it's still marginal, and that Illinois is one of the spots. There was a report from Moody's a few years ago, I talk about this a lot, where especially west central Illinois is going to see the greatest rise in extreme heat days in the coming decades. Are farmers ready for, I don't know, are we going to be growing cotton here in central Illinois someday for like the real wholesale changes that we may be coming in the decades ahead?
Brian, I would tell you, number one, I think farmers are probably the best stewards of the land that we have. Working together with them, I think environmental aspects are something that they take extremely, extremely seriously.
Have you seen a change in that over the years? Because I think that, I mean, if you look at voting patterns of where the farm areas in the country, they're not voting for the candidates who are talking about climate change as a political issue.
So here's what I would tell you. In the last probably 2 years, I've seen a heightened sense of awareness from an environmental aspect. And that's dealing with the Farm Bureau, dealing with the Illinois Soybean Association, the Illinois Corn Growers, communications, meetings that we've had. So I would say that there's a heightened sense of awareness. And I would also say that I think in general, again, farmers being the best stewards of the land that you're going to have, I think that they want to do the right thing, and they're trying to figure out economically how to make that happen.
We're almost out of time. I mentioned earlier you grew up visiting your family farm. Can you talk about how that background prepared you for and how you lean on that in this role?
Absolutely, and I would tell you, I've got 35 head of cattle myself at our family farm. I'm fourth generation. My daughter, fifth generation. We farm together, and I absolutely love it. I'd spent literally every other weekend at our family farm in Cesar, Illinois, which is right by Rin Lake, southern Illinois. My grandfather had cattle, hogs, had an apple orchard as well. It left a huge impression on me. It's been a passion of mine all of my life. As you mentioned earlier, I chaired Ag and Conservation in the Illinois House for 5.5 years. I was vice chair for 2 years. It's agriculture is honestly, really the key to all, because we feed the world.
Jerry Costello is the director of the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Thank you for being with us today on the 21st Show.
My pleasure.
Coming up on the 21st Show, a conversation about the future of agribusiness in Illinois. Plus, we're going to explore the state fairgrounds. Stay with us.